2016 marked 350 years since Newark was settled by a group of Puritans led by militia commander and governor of what would eventually be the state of Connecticut, Robert Treat. Mayor Raz Baraka says he couldn't think of a better way to commemorate the founding than with a year-long series of events, festivals, and concerts celebrating the birthday of the nation's third oldest city.
We basically danced and shouted in the middle of the street because we wanted to. And we wanted to do that. We wanted to say our name as loud as we possibly can because it's our name. And we wanted to talk about how we got here.
The long and rich history of what has become New Jersey's largest city includes the narrative of the great industrial and population boom of the 19th and early 20th centuries, before racial tension, white flight, and urban decay culminated with the 1967 rebellion. Something NC350 Chair Junius Williams says will no longer be used to define the city.
It was never just that. It was all the people who come through here, the musicians, the writers, the Mary Baraka, Sarah Vaughan, Willie the Lion Smith, all of these people who came from here and made their impact and imprint all the way up to our newest residents who come from all over the world.
The NC350 celebration was more than just one big party. The organization raised nearly $3 million to help provide legacy gifts to the city, including college scholarships for Newark students to attend one of its numerous colleges and universities, the planting of 350 trees across all five wards, and the restoration of a 100-year-old monument dedicated to Newark's founding.
The relief has Robert Treat on the front with some of the original settlers. These were the folks that were here in 1666.
NC350 fundraising chair Irene Cooper Bash describes the process of restoring the monument.
I saw this monument before it was restored, and you could not make out the relief work. On the back of the monument are all the names of the founding fathers. There's like 100 names, and you could not make out one single letter. That original monument was created at the 250th anniversary celebration, and we couldn't be more proud.
As the city now enters into what many describe as its long foretold renaissance, Mayor Raz Baraka thanked NC350 for not only taking that renaissance to the next level, but also for highlighting the city's diverse history.
NC350, I say thank you for giving us the opportunity to celebrate ourselves, to look at ourselves in a way that we could be proud of, right? In our perfections and imperfections, our ability to see ourselves, as my father would say, as he borrowed from Du Bois, to see ourselves not through the eyes of people that hate us, but through the eyes of people who know us.
The year-end report and reflection on the NC350 celebration also included the unveiling of a commemorative quilt comprised of fabric from artists and residents from across the city that now hangs on the wall in City Hall. In Newark, I'm Alexandra Hill, WBGO News.